Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome back to Mile Higher Podcast, episode 145. Today, we are diving into a very requested topic that we have been wanting to look at for quite some time now, and that is...
Bigfoot.
Yes. Today, we are doing our first episode of Believer versus Skeptic, which I'm not sure if we're going to be able to do many more of these.
Because yeah, I know. We're thinking like... What other topics are there that we could do like believer versus skeptic on?
Yeah. But the problem is we normally agree on most theories.
That is true. So like, it'd
there's
be hard.
Rare for us to one of us to be a believer on something and the other to be a skeptic.
Well, we could do, you know, because Bigfoot kind of falls under the cryptid and, you know, cryptozoology. Mm-hmm. So we could do this type of episode for all those things like Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
We could do Wendigo. There's
What's
a bunch
that?
Of. Oh,
I don't even know what that is.
Chupacabra. There's like a lot of...
Yeah, I know what that is though.
A lot of topics
Mothman.
Out there. Like, yeah. Well, we've covered Mothman on here before, but we could do
but
it again.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
The hash slinging slasher?
Yeah.
I don't believe in a lot of cryptids. I tend to not believe in them as much.
And I understand because there's not, you know, a lot of times there's not like that hard physical evidence, but is there hard physical evidence for aliens or for ghosts? I mean, you could argue that there's not...
Oh, there's much more
evidence for.
Yeah, you can argue that, but there's much, much more. You can actually argue points a little more, I think, because there's actual stuff to back up those things.
Well, there's some stuff to back up Bigfoot. So
there's some stuff to also crush it. So,
wow,
let's get into it.
Wow. Yeah. Today's episode is going to be very fun.
It's going to be spicy.
It is going to be spicy.
Janelle's on my team.
Yeah,
oh, hell yeah, I'm on your team. I don't believe in Bigfoot at all. Sorry.
Yep. Wow. I mean, Josh has been trying to convince me for a long time. This has been highly debated in our house.
Nothing has ever made me go, that looks real. It's like this weird picture, and it's like this little like weird shadow running across. You're like, look at that. It's Bigfoot.
Or it's just like, or it's a shadow. So clearly a hoax to the point where it's just funny.
Okay. Okay. I understand where you guys are coming
from. If only Joel was here to be on your team. I feel like it's a little unfair almost.
No, it's
you're
going
to get crushed by me and Janelle today.
That's okay.
I feel
sure
bad
everybody's
for you.
Here for that. So,
all right. Well, I'm here for it. Let's start.
So, yeah, I'm going to be the believer in this situation because I actually do, you know, believe with not. I'm not like I wouldn't say I'm full out, you know, all in on it, but I'm definitely like I think it's very possible, and I'll tell you why. So
you're definitely, I'd say, a bit more open minded than me, just in general.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, and I don't want to offend anyone if like I know a lot of our audience is going to believe in Bigfoot and definitely thinks it's real. And that's fine. That's we're all about at Mile Higher, you know, believing what you want as long as you remember it's possible at the end of the day, right? It's possible that it's real.
Is
everything
it?
Is possible, is but not everything
is real.
Wow. That was astounding. That
no.
Should go into a fucking quote museum.
Everything is possible, but not everything is possible.
Wrong. Everything is possible.
No. They can't all be true.
All bets are off because we don't even know what this reality is.
Though.
This could be a simulation that happens to have Bigfoot in it. I mean, GTA has Bigfoot in it. So.
And that's why I respect anyone that believes in it. You know?
Yeah. So. That's
I just personally don't, and I'm excited to get into why.
Yes, we got a lot to cover today. We got a couple interesting other things we're going to talk about before we get into that, though.
Oh, yeah, this week's been popping off. 2021 has been some shit already.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah.
It's our first episode of the new year.
Dude.
And, yeah, it's been an exciting one, that's for sure. So
it has.
Let's go ahead and get into some of those topics, though. But before I do, I want to thank our sponsors for today. We got Stamps.com, HelloFresh, Candid, Lamps Plus, and Amazon Pharmacy. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the show and supporting Bigfoot. That really means a lot. But let's go ahead and get into this first story. So at the end of 2020, this happened right before the new year. There was a very, very interesting UFO that was spotted in Hawaii, actually. On December 29th, at roughly 8:30 p.m., eyewitnesses on the Hawaiian island of Oahu spotted a UFO in the night sky. prompting 911 calls. So we'll go to play the clip of that because this thing's actually pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, so this UFO that they saw in Hawaii was up in the sky, and it's really cool. I've not seen one quite like this one. It's kind of got this oblong shape to it, almost like a...
Oblong.
That's a fun word. Heard that word in a while.
Oblong. But
kind of like a tube-shaped blue glowing UFO. And the interesting thing about this one is that when people were observing it, they saw it fall back to Earth and into the ocean. And so obviously mm-hmm. they're on land looking out over the ocean where this thing is dropping, but it's really bizarre looking, and it's just kind of hovering there and in place, but then the shape changes on it too. Really, really wild.
Maybe it's an alien from the ocean.
It could be.
Well, like, you know how people think like in the deep ocean, like what the hell is down there? What if there's like an alien civilization? He was like just coming up for air for a second.
Yeah, see there it's
he like had to dropping. Just blast off to the moon. Now he's just dropping back down to his home.
He's like, I'm going back home.
Yeah, stop looking at me, guys. I'm just going home.
It's actually Sandy from Bikini Bottom. Oh, surprise.
That would be amazing, honestly.
She's like, hello.
So some of the people were saying, though, that they thought maybe this was aircraft falling out of the sky, or there was maybe like drones or some type of, you know, reasonable explanation mm-hmm. for what that was. But the FAA was contacted, of course, to verify if there was any, you know, known aircraft activity or aircraft unaccounted for. And they came back and said there were no incidents reported in that region at that time and no aircraft disappeared from radars.
Isn't that crazy?
So it's truly a UFO.
Yeah.
You know, some other people I saw were saying that this is an LED kite. And I was like,
LED kite?
Yeah, I hadn't really ever heard of that before, but apparently it's a thing.
Can we look up LED kites? Is that a thing?
It is a thing.
Wouldn't we be seeing something like this all the time if that was an LED kite? That seems like it's a little high up to be someone's fucking kite.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I don't think that's a kite. What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just looks like someone's gluing some like Christmas lights to a kite. That's definitely not what we just saw. Whoa, that thing's kind of cool, though. That does look like remote control kite with lights. Click that one, the bottom one. That looks pretty similar in the thumbnail.
Yeah, that's what people are saying, is that it could be that there was an LED kite being blown around up there, so that's why it looks like it's kind of blurring as it's moving around and changing shape. Okay. But I don't know. It doesn't really look like this LED kite to me.
No,
that's like 100
feet in the air. This thing was a few hundred feet in the air.
Yeah. There's no way. That thing was definitely, and the color was so vibrant. But that is what I'm talking about. Maybe,
no,
you know, when it kind of...
No.
No, what? No. You would definitely know if it was a kite. Absolutely not.
It was way
not.
High up there, too.
No, that's not someone... That looked like something high tech as fuck. I'm just wondering if it's something secret or, you know... Even if they've said they don't know what it is, there might be some secret project that they can't confirm. Right.
There is military activity mm-hmm. on that island.
Maybe they're testing something, it's falling down, but
could be.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
But the fact that UFOs, it drops into the ocean is kind of interesting.
This is going to be the year of UFOs.
Yeah, it really is. Because the other thing that I was going to tell you guys about is that when they just passed this new COVID-19 relief bill,
mm-hmm.
inside that bill, they basically put a clause that's like, you have 180 days to release all the information that the Pentagon has on UFOs.
What the fuck is that? I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
What is, so, okay, they're admitting it. It's happening soon.
But
what does that even mean, though?
It's not going to be what you think.
180 days.
So 6 months to compile a report of all of the information.
But why is it even in there?
I don't know. It's kind of weird how they put that in there. They sometimes do that. They'll slip other things inside of
what if
larger
it's like subliminal
bills.
Messaging?
And why doesn't it make news at all?
It did make news, actually.
But not main cycle.
Yeah.
You know, we've been watching news nonstop the last couple days because of everything going on. And I haven't seen them talking about that at all.
No, because what are they supposed to say about it? I mean, the news is not going to speculate about it being aliens or anything related to that. They're just saying what their spin on it is, it could be, you know, could be something from out of this world, but it also could be potentially another country's technology that they've observed. I mean, if you think about how many UFO sightings there are, there's probably a lot of them that have very logical explanations to them. And perhaps they are countries, you know, flying things around. But it's interesting that
I just think it's interesting they're putting
it all together, and there's going to be a lot of unclassified stuff, but there's also going to be a classified part of that. And I think the main thing with this is that this is going to be presented to all legislators. I think the main thing with this, though, is it's a way for they want to compile all this data from the Pentagon's UFO programs. They want to put it all together and then present it to basically all the politicians. And it's kind of a big that way. Everybody's got the most up to date information, at least as far as what they know is going on with the UFO phenomenon. And so I don't know exactly what that'll contain or how much we'll actually be able to see of that report, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the, like I said, in our alien episode the next couple of years, because I think big things in the UFO world is going to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
But moving on, we felt like we had to talk about what's been going on in our nation's capital, because it's just...
What the fuck?
The craziest thing you can possibly think of happened on January 6th this year.
That's, you know what? I can think of a lot crazier than that, but still, sadly.
But I mean,
it was pretty insane.
In what world did we think that our nation's Capitol building, which you've been to, right, Kendall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been inside there. Mm-hmm. What's okay, first of all, to give you some context for that area of the Capitol, for that 16 acres that the Capitol sits on, they have 2,300 officers that are protecting that area. 2,300.
Yeah.
To protect roughly 500 politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So
that happened.
And what did we see happen? The Capitol was completely overrun by.
I feel like many of us just didn't think it was even possible. Like while it was happening, I almost didn't even believe it. Like
it almost felt like we were watching some type of weird, like reenactment of some movie or some like, you know, history documentary where they reenact. It was just like bizarre to watch.
I know.
People storming into the Capitol building.
I know, Josh. We were like sitting there just working. We were both like quietly typing on our computers. And he was like, so some dude just broke into the Capitol and took a picture at Nancy Pelosi's desk. Yeah. And I was like, no, no, that's not real. And I was like, if that's real, then turn on the news. They'll be talking about it. And of course we turn it on and wow. Holy shit. That was just unreal watching this play out. Like, are we really to that point where people are willing to risk their lives? I just don't understand what, like, people are idolizing any person, any human being, a politician, let alone, you know?
Yeah.
To that point where you're willing to risk your life is astonishing to me. I just don't understand. I can't wrap my head around the thought process behind doing this and what they were trying to accomplish. And then, of course, just the conversation around how the fuck did they do this? How did they get in? Clearly, there were police on both sides.
Yeah. There's video evidence of this.
Yes, there's definitely documented evidence of this.
Yeah, it seems like some of the Capitol police officers literally like led them inside and like opened the doors for them and said, come on in.
You can see it in the videos. Mm-hmm. There are some that are clearly working extremely hard to fight back. And then there's some that are kind of like hanging back. And
no, there's some taking pictures with these guys that were coming in.
Yep.
How are these people even allowed to come in? They shouldn't even be like, how can you even get to the entrance? You shouldn't even be allowed to get within a few hundred feet of the entrance, much less literally sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk.
Yeah. I mean, they literally, there's a video of when this all started, like the barricades are all at the fences.
Yeah.
And there's like probably six or so officers.
Where's the show of force there?
You'd think they'd have
an army there.
I know. It blew my mind. All of a sudden, the guys just start shaking the fence and then they just push the fence and run in.
Yeah.
It's madness. And then there's a clip of, there was one officer who only had I don't know if he was a security guard or an officer. I'm assuming if you work in the Capitol, I don't know, but all he had was a wooden stick. And it was just him in a hallway with like a ton of them by himself with a fucking baton. Like,
I don't even understand.
Like, I think all of us are kind of shook just that this was, that they were able to do this.
It's harder to get into Costco than it is to get into the Capitol.
Seriously. And you'd think that this would be on their radar, right?
This is a
huge day in the Capitol. Everything is so contested. Tensions are higher than ever right now in this country. And they are they're clearly watching everything people are posting on social media. They know that they were posting things about storming the Capitol. They were organizing on social media publicly.
Yeah.
They knew, they must have known they were coming. I can't understand how this was even fucking possible. I hope there's a full investigation on all of this because this should not have happened.
It's just hard to wrap your head around. I mean, like, we talk about all the time how much money is spent on military defense, and our defense budget was just passed. It was like $750 billion.
And you can't defend our capital? Capital?
It gets stormed by a bunch of people from Duck Dynasty.
Literally.
It's like, wow, we're strong, man. We're a strong nation. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty intense way to start the year.
And it's like, what are they trying to... I just am confused at what was the end goal. Like, did they really think they were going to go in there and then, like, lock everybody else out?
I don't know.
Hold the Capitol hostage? Like,
I think it's just a power thing. It's like, let me go in there and try. Us? Yeah. Because they were able to,
like,
do
you
it.
You can't stop us.
I think it was like, let's see how far we can go. Like, oh, we're up here. At first, you know, it just started with them on the outside and being annoying. Mm-hmm.
Pushing the fence.
And then they were like, oh, nothing's happening. Okay. So they pushed the fence. And then next thing I know, they're fucking climbing the wall of the fucking Capitol. And they're like, oh, we can do this. Okay, let's try and break a window. Oh, we can break a window. Okay, let's go. Next thing you know, you're sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk.
I'm sure they had no idea.
And the best part is they walk out without handcuffs on and they're just chilling now. It blows my fucking mind that this is what's happening.
It's insane. I mean, they are going to be... this is the day. Right, we're recording this the day after this has happened. I mean, with how much news is happening every fucking day, we're probably going to have... There's going to be so many updates by the time this goes live. But yeah, right now there's not that many people being held accountable and they are going to start.
It's been 2 days.
They're going to have
since this happened. Why are they not... I don't understand why it's taking now. Like, okay, great. You're doing it now.
I know. And to go off your point too, Janelle, like, it's just so bizarre. I'm sure these people didn't even think that they were going to get that far. I'm sure they hadn't even thought about
what do we do once we get inside?
Yeah. What do we do once we get there? What was the end goal? Because they probably didn't think they would actually make it that far in. I'm sure they realized, you know, there's probably like several layers of protection and like, maybe we'll get so far, but what the fuck? I cannot. This year is already off to a crazy start. Like, damn.
Seriously. I mean, the one positive of this is it showed us how vulnerable our capital is and how unsafe our politicians
are. How
is
that a positive?
Yeah, I was going to say that's a positive.
What the hell?
I'm just saying that.
Oh, I'm pointing out the flaws so we can fix it.
I'm saying from like the government's perspective, like this is the positive of this is that they realize like, oh shit, we either had some bad eggs at the top who allowed this to happen, the head of the Capitol Police resigned, a couple other people. There's definitely like some shit going on. And I think there's some people that are tied into this movement of people that came through there and their belief systems and whatnot and why they're there. And we don't want to get into all that because that's just a whole nother.
We'll just be sitting here for a whole episode. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a whole nother mess to unpack. But I don't know. It's just God.
It honestly makes you speechless.
Yeah.
It does.
Like,
it
I literally don't even know what to say. It's the most wild thing ever. It looks like a movie.
I know.
It looks like a fictional.
Is this just life now?
Movie.
We just started this like wild timeline where it's just going to be like this from now on. I don't know why we thought 2020 was going to be like the end of the madness.
I didn't think that.
I was like, it's only getting started.
I low key was like, yeah, maybe it just. It was really funny, actually, the morning that this all happened. I was like in this great mood and I almost tweeted something like, I feel really good about the energy of 2021. And I was like about to tweet it, and then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that because watch, as soon as I do that, something horrible is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And then an hour later, this shit is going down. So, yay. Well, anyway.
This is crazy.
I want to talk about Bigfoot. I need to get my mind off of things. I'm sure everyone does.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Oh, the last thing I was going to say, too, this kind of happened this week. Elon Musk became the world's richest man.
Oh,
he just edged past Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
All these dudes have way too
much
fucking
money.
I'm so
happy for him. We should throw him a pizza party. This is amazing.
And scary.
If you saw, like, he responded, like, he's got this way of like, tweeting, and he kind of acts like it's no big deal, but he always, like, responds to, like, people's tweets about him, like, when it comes to his wealth and stuff, I feel like. It was really interesting to see how he tweeted. Yeah, he was like, okay, well, back to work. Mm. Like, act like he didn't care. And he's like, all right, back to work now. I'm too busy. $191 billion.
No one in the world should have that much money. It's just too much for one human.
So the three richest is Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and Bill Gates.
Great.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
That's just fucking unbelievable.
Before we get into Bigfoot, though, we want to thank our first sponsors for today. All right, you ready to talk some Bigfoot?
Yes, let's go.
All right, so to begin this, I think it's important that you get a little bit of the origin history of Bigfoot. Obviously, we don't know exactly what Bigfoot, or we'll be referring to Bigfoot by the other name, Sasquatch. That's the other name. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's several names out there for Bigfoot. The Squatch. Yes, the Squatch. So obviously, we don't know exactly what Bigfoot or Sasquatch is, right? From what we do know, and from what people who have seen Sasquatch have said, is that he is a huge, or they are a huge ape-like creature, and they primarily live in forests throughout North America. Sasquatch. Now, like we mentioned, it is a cryptid, which, if you don't know what that means, it basically means it's a creature whose existence is, you know, possible, but it's not been confirmed by the scientific community as being an actual real thing that they can like study, right?
Yes, because definitive proof of Bigfoot just does not exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see about that. So
no, that's just facts.
Well, one of the facts that we do know is that indigenous peoples from all over North America have definitely had either stories or depictions of a creature that many say looks a lot like the Sasquatch. And many of them believe in all sorts of other types of creatures as well. Because that's my thing with Sasquatch or Bigfoot is that, you know, a lot of us believe in ghosts. A lot of us believe in aliens. A lot of us believe in, even some people believe in black-eyed children or any of these other types of, you know, paranormal entities or cryptids. And so...
Do you believe in black-eyed children? Just curious.
I think it's... I don't know. I think it's possible for sure. I definitely am a little bit more skeptical on that one just because I think a lot of the stories sound a little bit made up to me.
Yeah, me too.
But I do think it is possible.
Remember, I was going to say real quick. Remember when on the sesh when you and John were there and we were talking about our Halloween stories and I was telling you about that, like when I was in seventh grade and I was seeing that girl who kept following us and you kept saying, she's the black eyed child.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you didn't hear episode, Janelle was like followed by some weird girl as a kid for Halloween. And she kept just like watching them.
Josh thought she wasn't wearing a costume. Children.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
It's maybe possible. I mean, the story sounded similar to a lot of other stories and sightings of black eyed children.
I am not convinced of black eyed children.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's like, well, I just...
There's not enough evidence.
Well,
maybe
we'll do a believer skeptic on black-eyed children.
Yeah, we can totally do that.
Because definitely some interesting stuff with that. But just like with any cryptid or any type of paranormal thing in general, you know, like a lot of people believe in the fact that, you know, there's different realms, different dimensions, whatever you want to call it. So there is a possibility that some of these things or creatures like Bigfoot could be even an interdimensional type of being. And that could be a reason for why we never catch him or very rarely catch glimpses of the Sasquatch. Right? Because we talk about this all the time on here that there is a very real possibility there is another realm that we can't even begin to explain or explain how it works. And therefore, there could be creatures, there could be beings, there could be aliens that are traversing through these different dimensions. And sometimes we do catch glimpses of them. And so therefore, could it be possible that Sasquatch is some type of interdimensional either being or creature that is very intelligent clearly and can avoid being seen very well, but maybe that's the reason why we don't see them is because they're moving in between dimensions when they want to.
I feel like that's always an explanation though when someone's trying to argue a cryptid is like, well, they don't want to be seen, so they hide from us.
True, but they don't always hide from us. And a lot of cryptids are seen by, and even Bigfoot, tons and tons of sightings over the years. Like there's been tons of different sightings of this same kind of huge ape-like creature. So, and they're all very similar in description. And so, you know, you start to wonder, like, are all these people just making this stuff up? Are all of them mistaking something else for Bigfoot? Or is there a chance that they are in fact seeing a creature that is just some type of creatures that's beyond, we don't know what it is. We don't know how it operates. We really don't know anything about it. But could it be possible that they have this ability to just evade us all the time?
That of course is possible. But I feel like at the same time, you also have to think about the possibility that people who are involved or, you know, really pushing this theory are trying to make money.
So you do think there's a possibility that some of these cryptids could be interdimensional creatures or beings, right?
Yeah, of course I think that's possible because I do believe in other dimensions. And I think that it's possible for things to travel between dimensions.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe, maybe.
Well, and here's the thing with it is a lot of people, a lot of researchers who have done research on Bigfoot have
researchers who have done research.
Researchers who have done serious research as a researcher about Bigfoot and what they believe, many of them believe in fact that Bigfoot is an extinct species. It's clearly not completely extinct, but a long lost species of a hominid. So it comes from the primate family that includes humans. So it's like a, you know, if you go back through evolution and look at the Darwinian theory of evolution, how, you know, we evolved from apes and, you know, is there a possibility that there is like an offshoot race off of that? You know, humans today evolved from, you know, this species, and yet there was another species that may have had much larger numbers at one point in history, but over time just either, you know, receded into hiding because of us humans. And so they just kind of live either in hiding underground. I mean, who knows where they live, but could there be this other species that just never got quite completely evolved as humans and they evolved into this kind of half ape, half human hybrid?
I mean, yeah, there could be. I feel like there would probably be more of them and we would probably see them if they're just on Earth all the time, you know, if that's where they reside. The idea of them, you know, traveling between dimensions seems more plausible to me than the idea of them only being here and just hiding and we just haven't seen them. That is the idea I struggle with. And to go back to what you were saying too, of course there's, you know, two ways to look at this. Are we looking at if Bigfoot is real right now or if a Bigfoot creature has ever existed over time? Because I'm much more likely to believe that maybe in the past at one point there was some type of creature like Bigfoot that some of these ancient cultures we're talking about. But do I believe he's here running around now and he just is really good at hiding? That's where I struggle.
Okay. Well, there's definitely some evidence to suggest that they are still here and they're still running around.
Okay. Let's see it.
So let me give you a little bit more just like, I don't think a lot of people even know where did Sasquatch come from? Where did this whole thing begin? Mm-hmm. Like how did Bigfoot even become a thing, right? The term Sasquatch, though, was actually first used by a teacher named J.W. Burns, who worked on a reservation where they actually heard from the native people the legend of the Sasquatch during the 1930s. But the first actual documented sighting of Sasquatch was in 1884 in an article in the newspaper Victoria's British Colonist. And according to the article, a half man and half beast or something of a gorilla type, and these are quotes from that article, covered in thick, shiny fur, was captured near Yale, British Columbia, and named Jocko.
Jocko.
Apparently, Jocko was lying on some, you know, railroad tracks when it woke up and chased away a group of men that were nearby. But the men managed to knock the creature unconscious with a large rock. So based off of that description from that article, the description does sound a lot like, you know, Bigfoot or a Sasquatch. And I mean, we don't really have any other proof besides that that was said in the article that they captured this creature, Jocko. But the modern Bigfoot was first documented in 1958 through a huge footprint that was found outside a logging camp near Bluff Creek in Northern California by a logger named Jerry Crew. So here's the story behind that. Jerry noticed the print shortly after arriving at work on August 27, 1958. It was near his bulldozer parked off a timber access road about 20 miles from the highway. The prints were manlike, but they were 16-inch tracks, and they showed a stride of 50 inches to nearly 10 feet. And he knew that they were way too big to have been made by a person or any animal he could think of. And when he told the other men on the work site, they started swapping stories about their own sightings of these giant footprints. A group of 25 workers had seen tracks on another work site along the Mad River, and there were stories about more found up on the coast near Trinidad. A few months earlier, the Reading Record Searchlight ran a story about huge footprints found in 1947. So that's really our first evidence of some type of Bigfoot or Sasquatch existing, is that these loggers are across, you know, different parts of the country are finding these huge footprints that kind of look like human footprints, but they're much, much larger, clearly. The men remembered how the summer before, a 450-pound drum of diesel fuel had been stolen from the site and found tossed down a hill. And only one set of the mysterious tracks were found, and they realized that it would take two men or more to lift and toss that drum. And it was after this that they started calling whatever this unknown creature was or thing that was tossing this oil drum around with the name Bigfoot, based on the fact that they kept finding big tracks in the, like, in the snow and ground. So that's how
they Bigfoot found Bigfoot came apart. So they were like Bigfoots.
Exactly. Okay. They're like, that's how it. Bigfoot came along.
Okay, figured it was something like that.
Right. So the way Bigfoot kind of got popular and became the household name for this creature is because after Jerry's discovery of all these big footprints, a woman named Betty Allen wrote to a newspaper, and the journalist ended up publishing this whole story about Jerry's discovery of these massive footprints and how he thought it was this creature called Bigfoot. And after it was published, it just kind of went wild from there. And Bigfoot soon became an internationally known celebrity overnight. Now, the sheriff's office in this particular county where, you know, the discovery of this footprints happened dismissed the story as a hoax and claimed Ray Wallace, a member of the work crew, was responsible. Ray denied any involvement to the media, and his coworkers backed him up. They had been logging all day and said there was no time for Ray to orchestrate an elaborate hoax. Jerry ended up making a plaster cast of the footprint and confirmed it wasn't made by a person or bear. And once the Bigfoot story took off, the journalist that wrote the original article about Bigfoot published another story where they printed a picture of Jerry posing with this plaster cast of this footprint. And if you look at this plaster cast, I mean, that's a big foot. I mean, that's huge. That's a,
yeah,
that, what do you think about that?
That's a big foot.
So this is going in the newspaper, and people are like, wow, this is real? Like, he took a plaster of this? Like, wow.
Or he just made it.
Yeah.
Or just maybe he made it.
Maybe he just ordered a mold off of Amazon. Giant yeah. foot mold.
Just I mean, kidding. Couldn't he have just created this yeah, for real, though?
That's what I'm saying. Couldn't he have just, like, made it? His own.
I don't understand.
No, and that's what, there's a lot of people, a lot of skeptics believe that's what he did, is that he just made it. I mean, we have no way to know for certain whether he did or did not make it, but from what they're saying, if you take what he's saying at face value, that we found this footprint, I ended up making a cast of it, here it is.
Interesting how he made a cast of it. Like,
yeah, how did he even do that?
But what, why would he? Do you think that he made that cast because he saw the story blow up from the first, you know, just the reports of a Bigfoot and the footprints that he found, that he was like, oh, well, I'll go actually take a cast of this to show everybody.
Yeah.
Make me more
follow
popular.
Up. Yeah. More.
Maybe.
It's like clickbaiting.
Clickbaiting. It's possible. But a TV game show at the time, Truth or Consequences, actually offered $1,000 reward for an explanation for the giant footprint. But nobody could explain it. But what's interesting, though, is that after the journalist who published these articles did, he started receiving over 2,500 different letters about Bigfoot that other people were saying, like, oh, I've seen the same thing. I've seen the same large prints exactly like that before. Or I've actually seen a creature that is this large that could make prints like that. So that kind of opened the floodgates for all the people out there that had experiences with Bigfoot or found evidence of Bigfoot, started, you know, sending them in to this journalist. And it's kind of when this whole thing went wild. At the beginning of this, I mentioned that Bigfoot is only found in North America, but there's basically different offshoots of the Bigfoot that are found in other parts of the world, right? You've heard of a Yeti before,
I think. Right.
Or the abominable smoke.
The abominable,
the abominable snowman.
The abominable snowman.
Ice Bigfoot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ice Bigfoot. So that's the other thing too, is that all, you know, all these cultures and countries around the world have all seen a similar creature that they claim is like a half ape, half human with long hair, you know, long arms, that walks upright like a human. So
if there were all these creatures all over, wouldn't we like find their bodies when they die, or find like a skeleton, something other than just a footprint?
Not if they're interdimensional.
That's true.
I'm
not
just
if
saying.
They're interdimensional.
But even if they're not, I mean, there's a possibility that you think we can possibly explore and uncover every single mystery on the planet, find evidence of every single extinct creature.
Like, well, okay, definitely not things under the sea. That's like a whole different discussion. But as far as animals existing on the earth, Yes, I feel like we would see some evidence. And the bigger the creature is, the more likely we are to know about
yeah,
it.
I'm like, hello, we found dinosaur bones millions of years old. I feel like if these homies are still trolling the earth and one drops dead, maybe if only one dropped dead, but I feel like in our lifetime or in like the past 100 years, multiple of them have dropped dead. And why haven't we found like anything? Not a skull, not a tooth, not a...
Yeah, that's what I don't
wiener,
get.
Nothing.
Yeah, I want to see a Bigfoot wiener. Until I see that, I'm not a believer.
This went sideways real quick. The girls want to see Bigfoot wiener.
I agree. Damn it.
And then we'll change his name to Big Wiener.
Oh my God. What did I sign up for?
Oh my God, I agree.
Here's an answer to that. These guys burrow. They go into...
They fucking burrow.
Yeah, they go into burrows, man.
Can you imagine?
Caves, dude, what?
Caves? Cave systems? They're smart enough to know and find elaborate cave systems that they go in and out of.
So are bears, but we see them.
No, bears, but their intelligence of a bear is far lower than the Sasquatch.
But why do they want to be hidden? What is...
Because they fear that they will be killed.
What?
That hunters will go and kill them.
No.
Well, couldn't they get a gun?
And they can't commute. They can't necessarily communicate with us. Could they get a gun?
Isn't Bigfoot packing heat? Come on. His cave is filled with guns.
Yeah, actually, all Bigfoot live in doomsday bunkers.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where they're at.
So are they called, if there's multiple, are they big feet?
No, Bigfoot
is the plural
term.
Look at this tribe of big feet.
That's funny.
Guys, I came across the tribe of big feet.
Josh is so pissed.
He's like, I'm leaving these hosts.
We tried to be serious for 20 minutes. All right. Keep going with your spiel. We'll shut up.
Okay. So there's the Yeti, right? In the Himalayas.
Right.
The Yeti.
They found
footprints. Just like on Monsters, Inc. Yes.
Found footprints of a Yeti.
Right.
There's also the skunk ape.
Oh, is he stinky?
It's the swamp Sasquatch.
Ew.
They live in parts of the Everglades of Florida, parts of Kentucky and Texas.
Sounds good. I've been to the Everglades. There's definitely not any there.
Kettles has happened, bitch.
And they're definitely more like an ape than a human.
Do you think they look a lot more ape-like? Could they just be apes? Could they just be ginormous apes?
Yeah,
they could be ginormous apes that are 7 feet tall. And
how do we know that
pounds.
They're 7 feet
That's the
tall.
What people who have seen them have
when
said.
When they go to the doctor, they get measured.
But that's still I have trouble with anything that requires me to believe people's word only without evidence. That's where I just can't get there, you know.
Well, there is some more evidence that I'll present to you in a minute.
Okay, fair enough. I'm jumping ahead.
But here's a fact for you.
Okay.
Out of all the people in this country, 29% believe in Bigfoot that he is real. 29%.
That's pretty
So out of 300 million people, 29% of that is quite a few people.
That is a lot.
So maybe there's some validity to that. Maybe there is enough evidence that convinced millions of people that Bigfoot is real.
Yeah. All right. That's true. Let's hear it.
So let's watch probably one of the most famous clips of a female Bigfoot walking through the woods near Bluff Creek, California.
The Bigfootessa.
That happens to get caught on camera and actually looks back at the camera.
All right.
So let's see that.
Wait, real quick, how do we know she's a female?
Yeah.
They did a DNA test on her.
What the fuck?
Because the size is a little bit smaller than the male.
Right.
Okay, let's watch. Oh, there's no sound.
Okay.
That
this was filmed.
It's very shaky. Homegirl
taken
needs a
by
tripod.
Roger Patterson and
Roger
Bob
needs to
Gitlin.
Get a tripod.
They're anxious. They just saw a fucking Bigfoot. They're like,
they're making a Bigfoot documentary.
And much easier if they just
behold,
had a smartphone.
Look at that.
That is a human in a suit.
Oh, it looks 1, like the gorilla.
000.
It looks like the Grinch.
It really does. That's Jim Carrey.
It's fucking Jim.
He's headed to a set. He's going up Mount Crumpet right now.
He's headed to set. I'm going to throw the fuck up.
Oh my God. Look at that thing. That thing is massive.
What did the comment say? What's the top comment on this bitch?
It says, all of it fake or real is simply fascinating.
Okay. See?
So what's his name? Spark Charles. That's what he says.
Spark created.
Shout out.
Oh, it's amazing. That's the, I just.
Here's the thing.
That's before all I can say.
Before you throw this away, this clip was extensively analyzed and studied, but never proven a hoax. Never proven a hoax.
Never proven true.
Never
either.
But never
I'm not
proven
saying
a hoax.
It's a
you think
hoax.
That's real, Josh?
Like it's
tell
I'm
me
not
on
saying
our marriage. Hold my hand. You think that's real? My husband thinks that's real.
This is
he's not grabbing my hand. He thinks it's real.
Pretty compelling stuff.
Oh man.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, literally, what
we
is that to say?
In the mic.
That what's his face? The guy who's filming didn't just hire Joe Blow or maybe Jim Carrey even to put on their costume and walk through the thing in the perfect frame and then be like, all right, look back now. Okay. And looking back. Excellent work. Now keep walking into the forest.
I like his stance. He committed to
that. I know.
Act.
He did. He was, yeah. That's
you really
true.
Think that's fucking Bigfoot? He just like crawled out of another dimension. He's just walking by all cash.
Looking back at
okay,
him like, whoa.
Okay. Here's the thing with
he's
it.
He's like 15 feet away from the camera
obviously,
person.
Obviously,
I'm just
skeptical
chilling.
Because a little bit of skeptical there.
I thought they were smart.
They did claim that this was a gorilla suit that was made for this film.
Oh, okay. So it is a hoax.
Shocking.
It's not, but it's highly disputed. Okay, it's highly disputed. There's still a very, very small chance that is real.
Kendall and I should have recreated that video before this podcast.
Yeah, seriously. Let's. Yeah, we could have literally done this in my backyard.
I'll literally put my Grinch onesie on.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Here's
maybe
the
we'll
thing.
Do a quick, you know, little recreation.
There's been people that have studied this extensively. Mm-hmm. This film of this Bigfoot, and no commercial gorilla costume from 1967 would even compare to what we just saw in there.
Could you make one?
No.
Why not? There was Michael
Crafts
around
no human
there.
Could fit into that.
Joanne Crafts.
What do you mean no
the arms,
human?
They've measured the proportions. The arms are way too fucking long for a
yeah,
human.
Yeah, you can make longer
it.
Arms.
Yeah, they've
you
got stuffing in
yeah.
there.
No,
socks.
Still look, the
socks. They're on high
again.
Heels.
Play it again.
Okay.
You can
yeah,
watch.
All right, let's
look at the hands
slow motion.
Swinging.
Slow this bitch down.
We can, I don't even know if we can have slow motion because this guy's so
it's so old.
Wild.
Oh, no. You slow it down. All right.
Yeah.
She's and of course you know what.
Why are they so bad
they're
at cameras
so,
too?
All of a sudden they like don't know how to film anything.
I mean, he's kind of a shitty
like,
filmmaker.
This is the
if
moment.
You ask me, like, should be able to get
that
a stabilizer.
That is a dude. Look at the way it's walking.
Look
yeah, he's
arms.
Like swinging.
He's just chilling. He looks like he's walking a subway.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. Do you really think that's yes. Bigfoot? That's just how he walks around?
Bigfoot has a similar walking pattern.
Hello,
to...
it's me, the Grinch.
Look at those arms, though. The proportions on those
yeah,
arms.
Yeah, because he's got.
Are...
Dude, I could pull my long sleeves down over yeah. my arms. All of a sudden, I have long arms.
Yeah, I'm serious. Janelle and I could recreate this, no problem. Give us like 2 hours. We could do it.
We could go viral.
No budget.
No,
no
budget,
budget at all.
Absolutely no budget. What we find in your craft closet is what we use.
Josh, I really feel bad for you. I feel like you need someone else on your side.
No, it's fine because
Kendall and I are just ripping.
I know the truth and you don't, so.
Okay. He's like, I'm woke and you're not.
All right. Fair enough.
This is like the most famous clip.
That's the best one.
That's not, well, it's.
From the 60s? Where has he been since then? I want like a nice DSLR shot, an
they
iPhone
do not,
shot.
They are not photogenic. They do not like cameras.
A live stream.
They
something.
Can sense when a camera is pulled out and they disappear.
That's convenient.
They move like ghosts through the trees. Okay. Like these things are not your
that
typical.
That didn't look like a ghost. Looks like a man walking to Subway.
Yeah, it definitely did.
Okay.
Yeah. But did you know these guys each profited $75,000 from their film?
$75,000. Would you fake a Bigfoot
chump change?
Video?
No, that's
chump
not worth it.
Chump change?
For $75,000, I would do it. The fuck?
Absolutely. I'm saying I can do it for no budget in the backyard. Someone give me $75,000.
You won't look like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you'll look like that.
I will look like that.
It's impossible. You can't even go to Party City and get a costume
I would be careful
like
with the word impossible. If you think Bigfoot's possible and you don't think it's possible to fake him, then... Yes.
No, you can fake Bigfoot, but do it at that level where it looks
what
that real.
Level? It doesn't look that real.
That does not
though.
Look real. That looks like a guy in a suit. I didn't even for a second think that was real.
All right. Well, we'll leave it at.
Well, now that we're stomping on your dreams.
Undisputed here. Okay. In dispute. Let's talk about Bigfoot sounds. This is a thing that's very interesting to me is that you know, people in the forest, hunters especially, have reported hearing very strange noises, strange calls, screaming, in fact, that they that does not go along with any known animal.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's some famous clips of actually 80 minutes worth of high quality recordings of Sasquatch vocalizations from 1971. And this was all captured between Lake Tahoe and Yosemite National Park, although we don't know the exact location of where it was recorded. So let's listen to some Bigfoot sounds. These are called the Sierra sounds.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're in for a night view.
That's the sound.
That sounds like someone building.
I can make them right now.
Wait,
there should be some calls in there.
Oh, there's a Bigfoot here right now.
It's Bigfoot!
Bigfoot communicate by knocking on trees.
Huh.
They like have their own like little code.
It sounds like some like deforestation or something, if anything.
Yeah, for real.
All right, let's keep listening.
So they're like whales. They communicate with sound to each other.
Yeah.
But by banging on things.
Right on.
They want to be discreet.
Oh.
Sounds like a howler monkey. How do they know it's not just
this
an animal?
This is in Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
That sounds like an elephant in Lake Tahoe.
An elephant?
An elephant.
Just kidding.
Well, I feel like there's got to be some animals out in Lake Tahoe
who lives
that
in
could
Lake Tahoe.
Make some weird sounds like that.
In Tahoe? Who lives in Tahoe? I don't know, man.
Wait, keep playing.
Okay,
that.
Okay.
Why does it sound like porn?
I don't know what porn you're
what
watching.
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
Porn. Oh my God. You guys, minds are in the gutter today.
What the fuck was that? That sounds like something I've heard at the zoo.
That's a wolf.
No.
Or a wolf or something.
No.
Lions and tigers and bears.
No. You're telling me these creatures are so fucking smart that they've avoided humanity.
And they're going, ooh.
Yeah, and they're just out there yelling.
No, it's not as loud as you think it is. All the audio is amplified, so they're communicating with each other very quietly.
Aren't they able to sense that some dudes are hiding in a bush with a sound recorder?
Yeah, they know they're there. That's why they're talking to each other.
Hmm.
They're communicating back and forth. They knock on trees, but they also do these distinct calls.
I feel like I've heard that before. You can't match it up with another animal.
What animal does that?
Literally heard that sound like camping before.
It was Bigfoot, Kendall.
Right. It could have been a Sasquatch.
Maybe it was.
Could have been. So there's another clip too. What's in this one? I think there's some more sounds that they recorded. Ron Moorhead.
All right. Let's see, Ron. That sounds like a good dog fight.
I was about to say it sounds like a dog.
Sounds like the Three Stooges.
That just sounds like a local crackhead, to be honest.
Oh my god.
Holy fuck. Are you sure it's Sasquatch or is it the Denny's down on Colfax at 3 a.m.?
Okay, guys. So, on the real though, this explorer and adventurer, Ron Moorhead's out there. They're on a hunting trip.
Okay.
And they find 5-toed prints. And they start hearing these noises. Yeah, toad. 5-toed.
Okay.
And they start hearing these noises. And it scares them so much that one of the people in their group just took off and fled in terror.
He just ran into the forest?
Out of it.
Oh, out of it.
But okay. Ron stayed in the wilderness with his small group of people, as well as a journalist was there. There was actually a journalist there during this recording.
Okay.
Alan Berry.
Okay. Well, just because they're a journalist doesn't mean.
And Alan went. Shit, no, really. I know. He went along because he was skeptical about Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. All
so
right,
he was there
right.
to prove it was a hoax.
Okay.
And he's a believer.
And he actually went through all their bags to find proof of it being a hoax and found nothing. They had nothing there that was create those noises.
I'm not saying the noises aren't real, but how do I know it's Bigfoot and not another animal?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The University of Wyoming evaluated these recordings that they captured for over a year, and their conclusion is that these noises are from a primate. The vocal range and lung capacity was much greater than the average humans. So tell me, riddle me that. Why is there primate noises in the middle of the Lake Tahoe forest?
Could it be a person?
No. How many people do you know that can make primate noises as authentic as
that? Are you sure there's no monkeys in Lake Tahoe?
No. Are you sure? There's just giant half ape, half man Sasquatches out there.
Half man.
A university, though, actually evaluated these and said that it was from a primate. That was their conclusion.
All right. I'll give you that then. Fine, university.
And that they've not been sped up, slowed down, or re-recorded or altered in any way. The professor that actually did the study concluded that the sounds were not human. They're quoted as saying the format frequencies found were clearly lower than for human data, and their distribution does not indicate they were the product of human vocalizations and tape speed alteration. So this is an expert's opinion on these recordings. Does that change your mind on them at all?
Yeah, my mind's going to aliens. If anything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, because like there's been lots, you know, how we talk about weird phenomena about like weird noises happening in places and they're like, oh, it's the frequency from this machine or like a weird hum or like these banging sounds or like that trumpet noise that everyone on like weird places on Earth were hearing for a while. I'm like, and a lot of people are like pointing to potential aliens for that. Or like, what if it was a government project? What if it's aliens?
Monkey alien hybrid.
Hell yeah.
That's a theory right there. We've sent monkeys into space. Maybe they've come back.
Maybe they survived.
They like bred with aliens and they're back on Earth and they're super smart and they're making sounds like that.
Maybe, or it's a Sasquatch.
Or it's a Sasquatch. Or it's just a fucking animal or a monkey or something.
Why would there be a fucking monkey in Lake Tahoe? Explain that.
I don't know. How am I even supposed to like know that this is for sure real?
This is real. This is fucking from University of Wyoming. This is a professor. Are you questioning Dr. Lynn Kirtland's intelligence or what?
No,
professor, I don't know Lynn personally. I don't know him.
She said it is not human.
Oh, her. I don't know her.
It is from a primate and it wasn't altered.
Okay. Well, that's
a good piece of evidence.
Okay, Lynn.
Good piece of evidence. All right.
No, that is interesting. Thank you for that. That's honestly way more convincing than the video that we had watched.
Yeah.
Here's what's interesting too about it is that another individual named Scott Nelson, who is a Wentworth College professor and former U.S. Navy cryptolinguist, who has over 35 years of experience. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Uncovering like secret coded languages.
Okay.
He's also fluent in four languages. He analyzed these sounds. And his conclusion was that the sounds are of an actual deliberate language. They're spoken twice as fast as any known language that we know of.
The monkey sounds just now?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was saying is that they're communicating with each other. Mm. Many people believe that that is, we're listening to communication amongst Bigfoot or Sasquatches. The knocking at the beginning, they like to knock on the trees. They communicate that way, but they also have a verbal language as well. So they have like a coded language that they do through tapping, knocking on wood that resonates through the forest. And then they also have like a verbal language.
These dudes got to be hella smart then.
They are very smart. That's why they can evade capture.
Okay.
So like you guys were saying at the beginning, you're like, why haven't we found any remains of Bigfoot, right? Mm-hmm. If there's all these Bigfoot out there, one hasn't dropped dead. We haven't found the remains or big feet. Well, we have found some DNA evidence, according to some people out there. So in 1995, these two hair follicles were studied by two professors of molecular genetics at the University of Ohio, or Ohio State University, actually. But these hairs, when they studied them, couldn't be linked to any known species. And by 1999, these professors had 12 different hair samples, and they said that these hairs are morphologically congruent which he says rules out the possibility of it being a hoax. And he's never witnessed a deliberate Sasquatch hoax before. So these hairs are, you know, something that we don't know, we can't identify yet. And then in a 2006 interview with Dr. Jeff Meldrum, who's an anthropologist, author, and scientist, and he actually worked with the professors over there at Ohio State, was talking about how they had 15 samples that defies any identification. And unfortunately, the extracted DNA cannot be sequenced. So that's kind of weird. You can't, you know, you have these unidentified hair follicles and they can't extract DNA from it for whatever reason.
Strange.
There's no way to identify it.
Hmm. Then what the fuck is it?
Right. Even more interesting, though, the FBI has a file on Bigfoot DNA. In 1976, Peter Byrne, the director of the Bigfoot Information Center and Exhibition, sent the FBI about 15 hairs attached to a tiny piece of skin to be analyzed. And in 1977, J. Cochran Jr., the assistant director of the FBI Scientific and Technical Services Division, agreed to take a look at it. And they only analyzed evidence related to criminal investigations, which is interesting. But they still agreed to take a look at it. Because apparently, the FBI actually took the Bigfoot claim very seriously. So we don't know the results of it. We don't know, you know.
Yeah, we do. Never knew. The conclusion. The hairs are of the deer family origin.
Oh, you Boom. Have it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Deer family origin. And also, it's interesting, Peter was out of the country during this time. FBI filed declassified in 2019, and Peter claimed he never saw the results.
Boom.
He made a big deal that the FBI was examining it and didn't want to admit it was just deer hair, so he pretended he never got it.
Wow.
Also, just because the FBI is interested in it doesn't mean it has any validity. They're interested in anything on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Period. It's true. That's true. So it's unfortunate.
Deer hair.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
As far as DNA goes, it's like, it sounds like we have some possible leads there, but there's just nothing that has been conclusively identified as being from Bigfoot.
Lead's a generous word.
That's not a lead. They literally said it was deer hair. Yeah. That's not a lead.
No, I'm just saying about the other DNA evidence I was talking about earlier, how there's, you know, these actual scientists are studying these samples, but they can't extract the DNA from the samples for whatever reason. And they can't identify what the DNA origin is. So there's, I mean, and again, there that could be anything. You know, maybe there's a lot of people say, well, some of these DNA samples are probably just either extinct animals that, you know, we don't, that no longer are on the planet. Because we do find fossils and hair. I mean, shit, we find whole frozen prehistoric animals sometimes. So obviously there could be a possibility that it's just some ancient type of animal that we found DNA from. But it is possible that it is something unidentifiable because we don't know what it is. It could be a Bigfoot. I think a lot of people are skeptical about Bigfoot because of the fact that we've never found like their bones before.
Yeah.
You'd or think any remains of them, despite finding so many footprints of them, though. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of explanations for why maybe we don't find the remains.
And the problem with footprints is there's always a chance someone could have made them as a hoax or a prank, knowing that someone would find it. It's just not enough.
No, I mean, it's not enough to conclude. You can't charge someone with a crime based off of a footprint, right?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
So, definitely not. So, like, you got to have more evidence than that too, to actually conclusively say. But, I mean, it is kind of weird that, I mean, how you really think that all of these footprints that are found are just all these different people making them themselves in order to share them? Like,
no, I mean, you don't think necessarily. I don't.
Well, remember that footprint on that rock I showed you guys in a previous podcast and the famous one in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally looks like a giant stepped into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then over time it, you know, formed into a rock.
I mean, I'm more likely to believe that these creatures could have existed at one point on the earth. But are they around right now? That's the thing, you know, because I mean, who knows what has walked this planet before us? But right now, it's the theory that it's hiding from us that I don't know. I want to know why
that
they
they're actively out there.
Want to hide so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why would they want to hide so much?
I mean, if there were dinosaurs, maybe there's a chance there were large. They were large everything. There were, what was it? I was looking into hippos.
Everything was larger back then.
There was like huge animals. So maybe there were giant in the
apes,
in the family, gorillas, something like that. that made these footprints a long time ago. And maybe some of these ones that are in the mud have been there for a long time. So
they
don't know.
They could be. I don't know. I mean, a lot of them are
just straight up fake because there is money in this. There's money in hoaxing. That's the problem. Is there is motive for a lot of these people to fake things. And there's so many people that have faked things over the years that it's hard to believe just anyone. Like, I want to see some good evidence for it beyond just a big footprint, you know? But the biggest thing is that there is no documented discovery of the remains, you know? That's like, there's no hair samples, fossils, bones, like you said, nothing fitting the description. So you'd think that they literally would have to disappear when they die.
Which they could. A lot of animals go away to die.
What the fuck? Yeah, they just evaporate.
Yeah. They vanish, Harry Potter style.
Wow. I'm just saying that, like, there is, I mean, if we're talking about intelligent creatures, not just stupid creatures, like, we're talking about.
Okay, so they're so intelligent that when they're ones. Dead, they're able to
They know
to
that
do
they
things.
Need to go and make themselves a grave and get into it. And
like, what? Maybe they all dive in the ocean. They're all at the bottom of the ocean. We, like, finally get down deep enough and it's just fucking Yeti and Bigfoot bodies everywhere.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anything's possible, man.
They're sharks are like, finally, come get your fucking shit, people.
Honestly, God, that'd be nice for them. They're like, ooh, little snack.
So what do you think of people coming across these big footprints and then they go in and cast them and show everybody, like, look at this print I found in the forest? Because this happens all the time, like from East Coast to West Coast to, you know, New England. I mean, odd footprints are found all the time by hikers and just people that are, you know, working in the forest.
It's the fact that there's a lot of people in the world and a lot of people are willing to fake things and want to fake things and know how to do it. So it makes it hard to believe when this has become such like a thing. Bigfoot, you know, people want to be part of it. It's fun to try to trick people to some. You know, I mean, there's a reason why you get on TikTok now and like half the shit is fake.
That's right.
Staged.
It's true.
There's so many people out there that want to fool you.
Get attention.
Yeah. So it's hard to trust without seeing real evidence.
I think footprints is very hard just in general, because a lot of these footprints, I have to say as a believer that they look fake because.
They look fake.
Because if we're talking about like a huge ass, like ape. Gorilla human,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna make bigger indentations into the ground than some of these footprints.
That's true.
Are finding. Like
they
they're
should
heavy
go deeper,
as fuck. Right? They would be. I feel like they would be making huge, like deep prints everywhere they went for the most part.
And why is it always just one footprint?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like they just step and they fucking fly
away. Why isn't
away?
There like a whole trail that just leads right. them to where
there should
they
be
went.
More evidence of at least partial footprints around it or something?
It is true. You know, maybe they hover.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of possibilities.
Oh my God. They float.
They float, actually. They have the ability to float from place to place. But this is interesting. Somebody came across what they believe is a Sasquatch den where they live, like
cozy.
A house. A cozy little Sasquatch den. Ooh. What do you think of this entrapment here? Does that look like a Sasquatch den?
No.
No?
That looks like an animal
small.
Den. Yeah, I was gonna say, that looks like some dinky bullshit.
Bigfoot's in there?
Yeah, in there, that's where he lives? I thought he was gonna live in like a big cave or something.
Baby Bigfoot.
Wait, I'm confused. That literally looks like a little burrow for like a raccoon or something. What the fuck is that?
No, it's big.
That's where Bigfoot lives?
The Bigfoot researchers of the Hudson Valley believe that this is a Sasquatch den.
So why don't they go in there and see what's going on in there?
Yeah, what?
Set up a camera.
They should set up a camera there.
Wait, what's the second picture? A footprint?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That looks like some leaves pushed together.
That's pretty light. He's like a ballerina. He's like barely prancing around. Bigfoot. Yeah, okay. I don't think so. Plus, you think Bigfoot with his name, he's like, fuck, I'm known for having big feet. I got to make sure my fucking feet aren't anywhere.
And if
you think
he was
he'd be more
smart,
cautious.
He'd make a living off of OnlyFans feet pics.
Yes. Yes, if he was truly intelligent,
if he
that's
was truly
what he'd
intelligent,
be spending
his time
he'd
be on. Like, you know what? You know how much money I could make for my giant feet?
So much.
So much money.
He doesn't need money. He's not interested in money or
he could get clout.
Human things.
Yeah, maybe he wants clout.
They just want peace and quiet and serenity in the forest.
Me.
They don't want.
Can I become a Bigfoot?
You can marry one if you want.
Go join in.
Mm.
Okay. can hook up with one. They're known to hook up
Lady
with people.
Shut up. Has someone claimed to have fucked Bigfoot?
Yes, oh, some I people bet. Have said that they've had sexual encounters with Bigfoot.
Of course they have.
That's so good.
They have. They've said that they've been
That's a
hiking through
disturbing
the forest
to think about.
Then all of a sudden they heard and they turn around.
Bigfoot's wiener and it's right. Right.
That's so scary.
No, I'm dead serious, dude. There's tons of people that have had firsthand encounters with Bigfoot where Bigfoot appears out of nowhere. They're hiking. That's why you don't go hiking alone in the forest, because there could be a Sasquatch that is rearing to go.
Oh my God.
Dead serious.
Stop.
It's part of Bigfoot safety.
Bigfoot safety. Oh, okay.
That's why it's the safety in numbers.
So why wouldn't they like kill off their people that they sleep with after?
Yeah, like Black Widow style.
Like they just let them go. They're like, oh, you know, I'm real, but don't tell anybody.
They're like, that was really good, babe. Don't fucking tell anybody.
Well, they can't communicate really with you that way. So they just kind of make noises at you. And
maybe that's the sounds we were hearing was Bigfoot sex.
Yeah, I said it sounded like porn. It's Bigfoot porn.
I'm telling you, these guys could make a lot of money doing
they
like
really
an OnlyFans.
Could. They got to get on it. They need Wi-Fi, though.
True that.
Maybe they've got it in their secret caves.
I don't know. You've seen that found.
It's possible. This is really interesting, though. So
it's possible. It's possible.
It's possible. Don't.
Anything's possible, but not everything's possible, right? That's what we just got to keep in mind when looking at these theories, folks, or you fall for everything.
This is kind of bizarre, though. So the owner of the Bigfoot Crossroads of America Museum explained that a Sasquatch actually tore and braided the fibers of an American flag in August. And this is in Nebraska. So take a look at this little clip real quick. They believe the damage done to this American flag was actually done by a Sasquatch. And they have a whole video explaining why they think it's a Bigfoot, because of the way that the fibers are actually braided.
So he's like an America hater now? He's burning
yeah,
the flag
what's
out
going
in
on? Confused. Why does he care about America?
Why isn't he laying low? That's a little extreme.
All right, let's watch.
What am I watching? Bigfoot burning a flag?
No, he destroys the flag.
Did
an
he
American
get it
flag.
For TikTok?
Actually, he was there yesterday at the Capitol. The other day.
So an American flag in Garrison Cemetery was torn
shit.
And braided over Memorial Day weekend. So there's been a lot of speculation, and they think that this could have been Bigfoot that did this.
Okay.
Here, Jim. Oh, there's a whole bunch of nuts.
So what does that signify?
Bigfoot.
What does that signify? That looks like my cat destroyed it. That looks like Meatball got her hands on it.
I don't quite understand why they think Bigfoot did this.
Here's a little teeny tiny string where it was torn. But
wouldn't Bigfoot fuck up the flag a lot more than this? He like pulled all the strings like one by one.
He's trolling me.
What is this? Dude, these people are nuts. Come on.
That's called, by the way, dude, I bet it's called twilled.
Twilled.
Okay, lady.
So I don't know. I mean, it's
yikes.
It's got 11 likes and one dislike. So I don't know how much we can trust that. But
those 11 people said, fuck yeah, that's definitely Bigfoot. That's definitely that Bigfoot. Up.
But someone goes, I knew it. Bigfoot is a liberal. Now we have proof. Oh,
all right.
My God.
We're going to get into some more actual clips and video here in a minute. And we'll talk about some of the experts out there and what their opinions are on the famous Bigfoot. But before we get into that, I want to thank our last sponsors for today.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I want to ask you, what do you guys think about this idea that so many people have literally spent their entire lives researching Bigfoot and Sasquatch? Like they've devoted their entire, you know, time and, you know, education and things like that to trying to discover and get more information on this hybrid creature.
Well, I mean, I feel like I have to have respect for anyone that dedicates their life to anything. You know, if they really believe in it, then good for them.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Not harming me.
Yeah, and I feel bad kind of shitting on it when they've spent their whole lives on it. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's always people that it doesn't mean it's real just because someone's dedicated their lives to it.
Yeah, people dedicate their lives to anything.
Yeah, people dedicate their lives to, you know, eating the inside of couches or
what?
Eating ashes. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah. My Strange Addiction.
Yeah. You never know.
One of the experts out there who we've talked about before, I mean, we've covered some of his work before, is David Pelaitis.
Does he believe in Bigfoot?
Yeah, he started the North American Bigfoot search.
See, I mean,
he does missing.
That's
he does,
interesting. I really, really like David Pelaitis. And I'm, yeah, I mean, I wish he could come on and explain to me why he believes in it.
Well, here's the thing about it is like, it's kind of, I've never like heard him say like specifically, he clearly has books on Bigfoot, but as far as like the missing 411 situation and the national parks and all the people going missing, he's never like directly said, as far as I know, that people are going missing in our parks because of Bigfoot.
Okay.
But it's just, I think he puts it out there as kind of a possibility that if there is a Bigfoot out there, then they could be responsible at least for some of the disappearances of people, which if you have no idea what I'm talking about, talking about missing 411, he's actually got multiple documentary films and this whole phenomenon really of the mass amounts of people that go missing in our national parks. There's no record that the government keeps on the missing people in their parks, which is kind of crazy.
It is. That whole topic is pretty wild.
It's really wild.
I mean, I don't know if it's connected to Bigfoot necessarily. I'm more likely to believe it's some government shit, but yeah, topic for a different day.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just an interesting topic and kind of a something he just wanted to pursue. He has two books on Bigfoot. And then he has the research group called the North American Bigfoot Search, where he serves as a director of it. I'm not sure if he does anymore, but I'm fairly certain he does. But in addition to David Pelaitis, we've got Jane Goodall as well, which I think we all know Jane Goodall.
Yeah,
right?
Jane believes in Bigfoot.
Well, let's hear what she has to say about Bigfoot, because she gets asked this a lot. I'll let her explain.
I want to talk to you about something that some would say is fictional, but you would say, hold up, we don't know for certain, and that's Bigfoot.
Everybody talks to me about I'm romantic. I would like Bigfoot to exist. I've met people who swear they've seen Bigfoot. And I think the interesting thing is every single continent, there is an equivalent of Bigfoot or Sasquatch. There's the Yeti, there's the Yari in Australia, there's the Chinese wild man, and on and on and on. And, you know, I've had stories from people who, you have to believe them. So there's something, I don't know what it is. I'm always open-minded.
What do you think of her answer?
I totally see her point, and I do think that adds some of it, but I think that also proves that information travels among humans across different areas, and we share stories and tales, and there's curiosity. So, you know, not everything that is believed on every single part of the world is true. You know, people believe in all types of religions. Are they all true?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I totally see what she's saying, but I feel that you could ease that. It's just natural that if there's a American version of something or a Chinese version of something, that another country is going to pick it up and have their own kind of version based on their landscape.
But these are based on eyewitness accounts of people who've seen these different creatures. This isn't just like written in a book somewhere and they just uncovered it and they're like, oh, the Yowie or the
Yeti. Is there any more like info on the Yeti? Like,
yeah. Well, what about it? What do you want to know about it?
I mean, have we found any evidence of the Yeti?
I mean, there's not like anything physical really. Like they found some hairs and things like that, but.
Well, it's just like, you're not going to get me to believe
you're
it.
You're skeptical.
So you show me something good.
Okay. Well, let's get into some actual clips and see what you guys think of all
these. I
do like
Jane Goodall, though.
Yeah.
I respect her opinion for sure.
Yeah, she's definitely.
I love how open-minded she is. She's a old soul.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of reports of people claiming to see Bigfoot, too. And, I mean, they've compiled
thousands
maps.
And thousands of people claim all types of things, though. I don't think the more people that claim something means something is true.
No.
But the same could be said about UFOs or...
You know,
but obviously there's more evidence of UFOs, physical and, you know, what people have seen and where. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that this is kind of a widespread thing. You know, it's not just like one area that we see them in. They're kind of all over the country, which is kind of weird. But let's go ahead and go through some different possible sightings of Bigfoot. We're going to start with a clip from 2019 from Provo, Utah.
Seriously, look how big it is. I don't think it is a human. I think it's a Sasquatch.
It was a bluebird January morning here in the foothills of Northeast Provo when a group of guys saw a figure on the mountain that looked like something they've never seen before.
You can't just see something that's maybe a once in a century discovery and go do your 9-to-5 job. You got to go look for fur or footprints or some kind of evidence.
And the camera was rolling as Austin took to the mountain with a buddy on a search for the elusive Bigfoot.
So I'm seeing something that is not deer tracks anymore. We're trying to determine what it is.
Their findings were inconclusive.
Was it a bear? Maybe. That's plausible. Was it a person? Also plausible. Was it something else? I think that's also plausible. Who knows?
On the other hand, I spoke to a curator from the Natural History Museum of Utah who says not only is that figure in the video not Sasquatch, but it's safe to say that Sasquatch is not something that would even exist.
Wow, brilliant statement, lady. Brilliant.
I like that snarky comment at the end. But I mean, what do you think? Like, there's clearly something tall, human-like that resembles the same
human-like, maybe,
color of a Sasquatch. And if there's not any humans up there, then what is that? Not a bear walking on twos, you know?
Bears walk on twos.
They do walk, but they don't walk forward like on twos. So what was that?
What?
How do you know it wasn't their friend? Like,
yeah,
set up to be up there
because they
or
found
just someone
tracks.
Pranking,
maybe.
Yeah. Or I think it's probably just like a bear.
Okay.
I mean, that was a little bit more convincing than the first clip we watched with the Grinch.
Yeah, I agree, that was a little better.
But
all right, well let's keep rolling with the evidence here. So this next clip is out of Florida from January 2015. A man named Matt M. filmed an unidentified dark creature in a swamp outside of Tampa. So Matt's like in a boat in the swamp, pretty much. And he's probably about, I don't know, 30 feet away from this like hairy looking creature.
I know my vision's bad, but I can't even see it.
Yeah, look at that. No, it's right there. You just zoomed in. See it? It's got clearly got hands. And it's like digging through the mud. Doesn't look like a human, does it?
And it doesn't hear this guy right near
him.
Yeah,
that's why I'm confused.
That is a human in a suit. Stop. That is a human in a suit.
Yeah, that's like...
They know. They heard the other dudes made $75,000 no. each and said, let's cash in, bro. You want to wear the suit or you want me to... Which one's going to film?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes, yes,
so
yes.
So this is one of those swamp skunk apes.
Skunk what?
The skunk ape. This is a swamp ape. Swamp Bigfoot is a skunk ape. So that's God. A skunk ape in the fucking swamp.
How do you know it's not Jimmy Bob and his friend?
Why are you guys so convinced that everybody's just faking everything? Why would people
because
waste their time?
Because I'm confused why everyone's shit.
How much money does this guy make, you think? Millions?
No, everyone's like, oh my God, Bigfoot is so smart and sneaky, guys. He's smart and sneaky. And then this dude's literally splashing he's around like, in his Whoa! Canoe. And this guy, and Bigfoot's like chilling. He's like, oh yeah, I'm being stalked, but whatever.
Splashing all the water around. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm
not.
Like, hello?
I'm confused.
Wow. Okay. Well, how about this woman's pictures of a supposed skunk ape in her backyard?
Josh is like crying at the end of this. Like, play.
Just trust me. Look at this picture. This is a picture that. No. What are you pulling up?
Oh, sorry. Which one? Oh,
that's the picture.
That?
What do you think of that?
Stop. That's the picture.
She took a picture of this skunk ape, as
what?
It's known. In her
Stop
backyard.
That was made on paint.
Fucking, that's like a watercolor.
That's a pick monkey.
That's
thing.
Something you draw on acid. What the fuck?
Absolute. What? I'm supposed to believe that that's a picture?
She took a picture.
That's
you have
not,
got to stop.
That's in her backyard? Are you fucking serious?
She thought it was an escape.
Of course, it's a Florida woman.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was just going to say that.
She thought it was an escaped orangutan at first.
Oh,
but it's,
no. It came out of the zoo.
It's a swamp. Swamp Bigfoot. Swampy
Hell
Bigfoot.
Hell no. Just no. That is a. That's fake? Like a drawing or something.
Real or fake?
Fake. Boo.
Okay. Okay.
That's some bullshit.
Okay. Well, how about this then?
That made me believe even less.
All right. Let's watch Canada, yes. 1995.
All right. Here's Bigfoot, Canada, 1995. So this had to be stabilized because.
Oh, there you go.
Wait.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
And Bigfoot hears this guy saying, oh, there he goes. And it's just like, whatever.
Oh, man.
Years of my ancestors trying not to get caught, but I'm just going to walk by this dude with a camera.
Roll back.
Oh, my God, Josh. Roll please. Back. You are not.
Look at that evidence.
Stop.
Oh, there he goes.
Stop it right now.
So this guy
do not believe this.
Out to the woods with some
with
other
his friend.
With his Bigfoot costume
no.
yeah. and then
no.
sent him out there to
with
film
his friend.
That.
Yeah, that's exactly
why would
happened.
He be shaking his camera if it was fake? Wouldn't you think he would just have it nice and stable? Clearly, he was shooken up
no,
by what he was saying.
No, they want to shake it up so that it's more questionable and you can't
he
see
was
it
shooken
as well.
Up.
Yeah, okay.
He's
it's
shaking
your big
from
moment. You're
Bigfoot.
Trying to catch Bigfoot on camera. You'd think you'd have like a fucking tripod with you or
no,
something.
No, well, maybe he was just walking through the forest where he takes pictures of birds
it.
Or something.
I can hold my phone steadier than that.
Well,
like, I think it's to make it look
skills.
More shaky and
okay.
blurry so you can't really tell that it's fake.
So
it's
here's
all part
another
of the
one.
Act.
This is 6 years later in Canada as well.
Prince Edward Island, Canada, night or 2001.
Oh, this one's... All right. Oh, look at that.
Shut up.
Oh, that's a human.
No,
stop.
No, no,
he's
no.
being chased.
Oh,
he's
being chased.
Shut up.
See that thing behind
Shut up. Shut up. Are you
Dude.
Trying to make your argument weaker?
No,
Why
no.
did the cameraman
like
run
fucking,
through him?
That looks like a video I would make in film class freshman year of college.
Yeah, what was
he's
that?
He's being chased. Stop that right
that's
now.
That's a TikTok.
That was incredible. That was incredible.
Wow. Okay.
BC, Canada, here we go.
It's absolutely real. I'm telling you, apply the same scientific principles that they espouse to that film and tell me it isn't real. Don't forget, science is an attitude. It's not machines. Science is an attitude of questioning. Not doubting, but questioning. Science may or may not ever get the proof that'll satisfy it.
That is not a human
science
in a costume.
Science is an attitude, bro? Did he just seriously say that? Don't forget, science is an attitude.
True that, bro. True that.
Okay, I agree with that statement, but...
What did you think of that,
science
though?
Science is an attitude.
That's pretty interesting sighting there. I mean, that didn't look like a person in a costume, did it?
Yeah, it did,
kind
actually.
Of did.
How much, all right, first of all, if a person's getting that elaborate of a costume, that's a serious investment. That's, I mean,
yeah,
that's a
did,
that's a
like
Hollywood
dudes,
quality costume.
Yeah, we read earlier the two dudes that faked the first thing, they rented a costume.
Yeah,
for
but
like
they were filmmakers, so that kind of makes sense that they would try to hoax that or set it up for their documentary that they have Bigfoot. But these are just random ass people that are uploading these clips. You think they're going out ordering $10,000 ape costumes to roam around the forest to just put on YouTube, like?
I mean, that's, yeah, I mean, I see your point. But.
I'm just saying, like, obviously there's going to be people that will be crazy enough to do that, but
there's so,
this
like,
many?
Everyone wants to be the one to, like, catch Bigfoot on film and make a bunch of money off
and
of it.
And they have, and they haven't made shit.
I don't know, dude.
They haven't made any money.
I don't know. I all these videos, the Bigfoots are really fucking right, up. They're being really dumb. I'm supposed to believe they're smart.
All right, well, just...
They're, like, just roaming around right in front of dudes with cameras. Like, what the fuck?
Keep watching.
And where do they go? Where's the end of the clip? How come they just cut off before the Bigfoot leaves? All these clips, they have the Bigfoot. They're showing he's like splashing around doing something. And then it just like stops. Like, where's the footage of him seeing he's on camera and being like, fuck, and he runs out of there? Where's that part?
Because it's dangerous.
What?
It's dangerous for the person filming to continue.
So they just all of a sudden stop and they run.
Yes.
Before the Bigfoot sees them.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay, this one's from 2009 in Polish. Or Poland.
Poland.
No masz, a ty zawsze tam coś na kamieniu wydawało mi się, że się ruszało. Co tam jest? Widzisz? Zobacz, 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 tam na lewo odchodzi. Co to jest? O kurde. Pokaż to na tutaj. O kurde, co to jest?
Niedźwiedź?
Nie. Nie, na niedźwiedź tak nie chodzi. Co to jest? do Kozic, co to jest?
That's their friend Greg okay. in an ape suit.
I'm confused 100%. Because these Yeti dudes, they don't, Bigfoot doesn't look that much bigger than like a 6 foot two. Like that's not, that doesn't yeah. look huge.
Could be 7 foot
their
though.
Friend. Okay, a 7 foot human being.
Yeah.
That's
they're,
not
they're
that
like
rare.
6 to 7 feet. Yeah.
Okay, so why rare. Are they not like 10, 7 foot? There's a lot of 7 foot people there's out a, there.
Yeah. I mean,
for why wouldn't they be like 9 feet?
But their arms mm-hmm. are really, really long.
You just put some socks in your sleeves. Oh I'm telling God. You, it looks
so.
Sick.
That's just somebody in a fucking Yeti sweatshirt with some socks in their sleeves walking
sweatshirt.
Around. That they went out of their way to go the middle of fucking nowhere to film. Just riddle well, me that.
Riddle you that? A bunch of people fucking do that, and they've been caught doing it.
Yeah, but these.
So
aren't
you're saying
caught.
These guys aren't possible? You just believe anyone that has a camera and
no,
says
I don't.
Anything's
real? I don't
real.
Believe Stan Romanek any day of the week.
Wow, Josh has standards.
All right. Well, at least you don't believe in Stan. I can stay married to
all right,
you.
All right. Let's keep going with the clips.
Okay. Keep. British Columbia, 2011.
Oh, I remember you showed us this footage like a year ago or something on Mile Higher.
Pretty sure. Sasquatch down there.
Yes. Well, listen, he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, bro. Just see it down there.
Walking in the middle of the snow. In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Why
yeah, maybe
would anybody
it's a bear.
No. It's walking on 2 feet.
Oh, I wish or that's their friend that just skied down there and is.
No.
It's all part of their act.
So, like, let's get on some backcountry skiing and do a little yeah. prank.
He can't zoom in anymore? Dude.
No, it's clear. You can see it's clearly walking.
Mm-hmm.
In the
can
middle
you zoom
of nowhere.
In on the screen?
Why would anybody in their right no. mind be walking by themselves on the side of a mountain like that? Middle. Yeah.
Because it's a could be a bear. You've never seen bears cross the sides of
bears
mountains.
Bears don't walk on two legs for miles. They what might. Bear have you ever seen do that?
They well, might.
That's
they might.
Impossible. They might.
Well, how am I supposed to know that's not their friend in a suit?
I guess walking it does look pretty around. Hard to get down into the terrain.
Why the hell? They happen to be up there.
They heli skied up there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're like way the fuck up there, though.
That's pretty.
This
pretty
is one of the more convincing ones
this
I've
is,
seen.
This is. I mean, yes.
Like, what is that then? That's not just somebody randomly walking.
Has anyone analyzed this footage? What do experts have to say on this footage?
That's as much zoom. See how far
this
away
is
they
credible
are.
Evidence. This is not an altered. It's not altered.
Hmm. What does the top comment say?
That one guy on the ground is like, OMG, there's two Sasquatches at the top of the hill. Better get out of here.
Oh my God, of course. Of course,
what's
people.
Next
it's
say?
Not blurry enough to be Sasquatch. Everyone knows Sasquatches are naturally blurry.
Oh my God. All right, keep it coming.
All right,
keep
2012,
it.
Mission BC. Here we go.
A lot in British Columbia.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, this was the one I think I showed you guys.
Maybe yeah. they've got a wild Sasquatch population.
There. They do. I mean, it's heavily forested there. See it over there? Mm-hmm. See it down there? At the bottom of that tree?
Mm-hmm.
Walking around?
Whoa, that was his legs.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
A human in a suit.
No, it's not a human in a suit.
A human in a suit.
Why
it
would
looks
they?
Like...
It's like a thing for people to dress up like these guys and go out there.
Why the hell would they fucking have a human
okay.
in a suit?
That's here's another
all
one.
He got?
Like, yes, because they're too far away. What are they supposed to do? Run over
you're
there?
You're supposed to set up your camera for an hour and just watch.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Here we go.
Well, this is close up.
What's it doing?
Is it sitting there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's behind that tree. Oh,
it's taking a poop.
Just moved. Doesn't look like a deer. Doesn't look like a bear.
No, that looks like their
arm.
Friend in a suit.
No.
Yes, dude. That's way too close. Are you kidding
look
me?
Look at that. Holy shit.
Oh, so now they run
oh,
away
yeah,
and that's it.
Dude, mm-hmm. I would run
they
away too.
Because they know that if they hadn't.
I
top
want,
comments
this is,
on this one.
This is my challenge to you two. Find me a place you can get a fucking Bigfoot suit that looks half as real as these.
What's the first comment say?
I have worn a black gorilla suit for a stage production many moons ago, and that is what the texture of the, quote, fur looks like to me when this creature stands up and walks away. Plus, it really has the standard movements of a human, not a primate.
Yeah, it definitely
yeah,
does.
Because these are...
Human hybrids?
People don't understand. They are. They're likely some type of human understand. Hybrid.
Josh is getting pissed.
They don't understand. They don't know what they're talking about.
It's okay, babe.
All right, next one.
Play this one from Utah. This one is pretty interesting.
That's what we just played.
Oh, well, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. All right, this one's from Russia, 2013.
Laughing and joking as they go.
What kind of creature walks in a line like that? Why aren't the footprints staggered at all? Just like in a line?
And then they see something extraordinary.
What the hell?
See it through the trees right there? Right there. Dark, hairy figure.
And dark Run!
Then it took off. Like, what? These are kids out there?
What does Nikolai think of it?
Maybe it's a bear.
No. It's not a bear. It's not a fucking bear.
Okay, and here's another one from Mississippi, same year.
I just feel like Bigfoot's making a lot of mistakes for someone who's really trying to lay low, you know? Like, why is he getting seen by a bunch of loud children? If I saw something like this, I'd be getting the fuck out, not filming it, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
I accidentally hit the record. Okay.
I mean, definitely looks like an ape out there in Mississippi. Definitely something. Go play this one, the beginning of this one. This is actually a sighting in Ohio from January 12th of 2020. And this is pretty... I don't know. This is from Salt Fork State Park.
Where is that? Holy. Holy shit. Where is it? Oh, come on. Where? It's right there. I don't have my glasses on. Girl, look at that. Holy. That's what's making the noise. Holy. Oh, shit. Oh, crap, I lost it. Where'd it go? Holy. I'm pretty sure that was the thing that was making the noise. I'm not seeing it now. But I think that's it. Holy. Oh, cameras everywhere. Oh, look at that. What the hell am I looking at? I'm looking down there. I don't see it at all with my eye, but I can kind of see it on the screen. It's gone now. Holy. There it is. Holy. Oh, look. My God. I'm guessing it's probably... Oh, look over there. It's probably like, I don't know, 150 feet away. Shit. I'm right up in the open. I got on a tree. Holy crap. I wasn't there. Okay, now I'm by a tree. I can't go by the trees. I can't see it. Oh, there it is. Holy crap. Holy shit. Look at that. I can see it.
So clearly there's a lot of similarities between these clips, right? It's a lot of forest shots, you know, and there's no like full blown image of it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, they're walking amongst the trees or hiding behind something.
Yeah. These are blurry or they're hiding behind trees or they're too far away to really tell.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, it seems to me that they are really elusive. If they, you know, they're real, then they're very elusive and they are hard to catch on camera. I mean, just because they're in force, just being in a forest is going to be harder to capture something like that. And if it's got intelligence and it doesn't want to be seen by people, then
how many of them are there, do you think, if you believe in?
People believe there's thousands of them. 6,000, I think, was the number I heard or something.
Okay.
Across the entire United States.
That's just hard to believe. That's a big claim.
But there's a lot of forest. Mm. You know, when was the last time you saw a bear? There's a lot of bears. There's a lot of bears. There's a lot of mountain lions. There's a lot of wildlife. But how often do you see a moose?
Well, if I was out searching for moose, I'm sure I could find one. If I was like a moose expert looking for moose, I could find some moose.
Yeah, you probably
or
could.
Or a bear. But
same with Bigfoot. If you know where to look for Bigfoot, you can probably find a Bigfoot.
No, you probably cannot.
Yeah, in March, speaking of like something in 2020, last March, dozens of calls and messages report sightings in the Turkey Mountain Urban Wilderness area in Oklahoma. Turns out, employee Ryan Howell dressed up as Bigfoot as part of a promotion for social distancing.
Yep.
Here's this picture here. Look at this guy running through the forest. Oh, just kidding. It's him.
Yep. And right before that, January 2020, even last year, Washington State Department of Transportation webcam footage caught something walking on the mountain. But someone had actually displaced 3/4 of an inch of a wood cutout
of
Bigfoot right in front of the tree. Yeah.
So
there's a reason for people to fake it. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
That's how thick the wood was.
Oh. Okay.
It just looks three-dimensional from the side.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, there's, but a lot of those are like more like still images, though. It doesn't, it's not like something actually moving. So obviously there's going to be tons of still images of maybe possible Bigfoots, but because people are going to, anytime there's an urban legend or any type of, you know, people like to fake things to make it seem like they actually did something.
Well, something else happened in September 2020. There was a viral Sasquatch alert in Wisconsin of a Sasquatch in Kettle Moraine State Forest. And an official looking bulletin was posted all over social media. Tons of people fell for this. And it was supposedly from the Washington Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Forest Service. But it was determined to be fake. It was all a hoax. And the Forest Service had to put out a, like an official statement saying that it was fake.
Right. Well, the U.S. Forest Service isn't going to acknowledge Bigfoot exists because there's no scientific.
Yeah, I see your point. Why would they want to admit it? Maybe they're in on it. Maybe they know the Bigfoot's out there.
Yeah.
It's a government conspiracy.
But you could go talk to some park rangers that have probably seen Bigfoot at some point, too. People that spend a lot of time in the forest.
Well, come on the show. Prove me wrong.
Can we get Bigfoot on the show?
Yeah, I'd like to interview him.
Should we go finding Bigfoot?
Yeah. Sometime? Sasquatch Hunting Mile Higher Edition.
Oh, Let's do it. There's lots of places in Colorado. Colorado's a hot spot for him.
Okay.
So it might take us a little while, but we could probably find one.
Hmm.
So that's pretty much the end of my evidence. I wish I could say I had more, but we don't have time today, unfortunately.
Well, this one's good. Actually, I have to. I know you're done, but I've got a few more things. This one in 2008, Matt Witten and Rick Dyer. This one's really funny. They claim that they found a Bigfoot carcass in the Georgia woods and that they put it in the freezer.
Okay.
So there's a clip of it. Mm-hmm. Let's bring it up.
Oh, they found a carcass, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is as real as you're standing right where you are, sir.
But it wasn't. Turns out this Bigfoot was just a rubber gorilla suit. These two men from Georgia claimed they found the corpse of a Sasquatch in the woods.
When we discovered it, I waited with it. Rick went back and got some help and got a truck. And we moved it out of there.
And their proof, these two photos.
4 hours.
Enough for Tom Biscardi, the head of a Bigfoot search team.
What I touched, what I felt, what I prodded was not a mask that was sewn on a bear hide.
The men say they stuffed the Bigfoot carcass in a freezer and for an undisclosed amount handed over the frozen creature. But after some thawing, all that was left, a rubber gorilla outfit. Calls to the two men about their fake discovery haven't been returned.
They said, suckers, off to Dubai we go.
Damn, they really fooled people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's possible to do that.
And, I mean, you could look at those guys and say, why would they lie? What do they have? What reason do they have for lying?
People look, do dumb shit for nothing.
Look what reason they have. They want to make money. That's the goal with all these people. I mean, they seemed somewhat convincing. They seemed passionate. Like, they, you know, why would they lie? But they're lying right through their teeth in those videos. Yeah. They know it's a fucking frozen plastic suit and they're just spewing this. They don't give a shit. There's so many people out there that are out to fool people. And that's why I don't believe this.
Well, I think the biggest piece of evidence that we presented was the hikers that were hiking on top of the mountain and they're seeing something far away.
I agree. I mean, that's the best video.
Come on. Like, that's the best video. There's something going on there. I doubt it's their... is it possible it's their friend walking there? Sure.
Well, just the fact that they're in that terrain is a little bizarre. I'll give you that.
That yeah, I mean, that's a little weird. What's going on there? So, I don't know. I think that Bigfoot could most definitely be real. And he's just eluded our cameras and people for a long time. Why couldn't they keep going?
Hey, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that are going to agree with you. And like there I said, anything's possible, but not everything is possible.
So at the end of the day, that I make you guys a believer?
No.
Mm-mm. Are you more skeptical than you were before this show?
I'm more skeptical?
Yes.
I'm about the same. I'm still
I feel
like
you swayed me a tiny bit, especially with the dimensional thing. That's, I'm like, okay.
Maybe. So it went up to like a 30% yes, Bigfoot is real.
Absolutely not. 30%. Like a 30%. Like 5%.
Like a small part of me believes it could be possible.
Damn,
and
I really
I'm pretty much like 1 to 2 on whether or not it's around right now. I believe maybe it is traveling through dimensions or, but does it live here? Is it here all the time on Earth? Wow. There are just thousands of them. No, I don't 2% believe that. No, yes. 1%.
Wow. Okay. Well, I absolutely achieved nothing today.
Hey, maybe you convinced some other people who are listening. Yeah.
Hopefully you got a good laugh out
of
it.
Put your best argument in the comments if you do believe in Bigfoot or your best argument against it. We want to hear your personal opinion.
Definitely.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And also we will pin a comment that has a tweet in it so you can vote in a poll.
Ooh, that's a good idea too. Yeah. We'll definitely do that. But hopefully you guys at least enjoyed this episode of Skeptic versus Believer.
Oh, I loved it. That was
Should
fun.
We do this again?
Yes.
I thought it was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I want to do more cryptids.
Let's do it. I love
Unfortunately, I feel like there's nothing that you're skeptic, Josh, and we're believers. Like, I feel like everything we believe, you also believe. Like, I can't think of anything that we could try and convince you of.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right. Like the other way
around.
That's
true. It would be very hard to... I'm not really skeptical of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
other
you're,
than humans, but...
True that.
We'll have to think about it.
We'll have to think about it. But yeah, let us know. Give us any suggestions you have. But that is it for us today. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mile Higher podcast, where we are high up on the mountain.
Looking down at Sasquatch.
So if you enjoyed it, let us know in the comments. Like, subscribe, do all those things. Check out our merch as well, milehighmerch.com. Yes, we got some cool stuff there we're putting back up that was out of stock. So
we are restocking a bunch of items. They're going to be slowly restocking.
Yeah,
which we weren't planning to restock things, but you guys just were so into this collection and we've gotten so many requests that we're just going to bring back.
You got to get your mountain collection to go Bigfoot hunting.
But only certain, only certain items though are restocking, just so you know.
But that's it for us today. We will see you guys next week with another episode of the Mile Higher Podcast. Until then, stay safe.
And stay woke.
And keep looking for Bigfoot.